down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all I hear's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children's ear, all is merry and bright. Hang your stock.
7:11 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 28 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
Love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can and take us on the go.
And how about those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live? Good morning.
Our 38th annual Toys for Happiness campaign is well underway. All we're asking is for a new unwrapped toy, or as one of our guests said yesterday, toys. I thought that was implied, but just in case, you can drop off more than one toy. Alex and I had a chance last week to go and check out the Toys for Happiness secret warehouse. It was pretty cool, pretty exciting. There are some tables that do not have as many gifts compared to the other tables. That's basically the infants, so 0 to 2-year-olds, and then your 9 to 14-year-olds. We can't do it, though, without you all listening and donating these toys. Last year alone, you helped to donate 28,000 toys to kids in our community.
Just incredible.
We also cannot do it, and we cannot say thank you enough to the business leaders that get behind this campaign with us. They help us with just getting the word out there by placing a donation box in their place of employment. And we get a chance on this show leading up to Christmas to speak to these business leaders and really say thank you publicly, and also learn a little bit more about them and why they wanted to get behind the campaign. This next guest, Alton Hyatt, boy, he is a familiar name and face around these parts, and we're so excited to have him join us here on Palmetto Mornings to talk more about Toys for Happiness. And good morning to you, Alton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Alton, you wear so many different hats. We even had to ask before we went on the air, who are you representing? So, you're a pharmacist, and you're a lawyer, and you're also the president of the York County Gamecock Club.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All three?
All three, right now.
Did we miss anything else?
No, that's okay. It.
I was going to say, now, I bet there's more hats you wear on the side.
For sure. Well, Alton, what is it about Toys for Happiness that caught your attention?
Well, I think it creates a sense of helping the community, both good pharmacy and my law firm. We try to participate in the community and help out the community, and this is certainly one, a need, and it's a need that's being satisfied too, hopefully.
When you look back at your Christmases, even current or when you were little, what are some memories that stand out?
Well, I just think the family atmosphere that my family that I grew up in, and that has continued even now, you know, both my wife's family and my family are really close.
That's great. Do you have a favorite toy that stood out one year?
No, not really. You know, you get the toys, you're excited to open them, and then it seems like 2 months later, I mean, being honest, you kind of, it's on to the next thing.
That joy and adrenaline just goes on a roller coaster.
Right, exactly.
I would imagine, though, you get excited over Gamecock gear, anything that you don't have.
Yes, ma'am. We do a good job of shopping for Gamecock gear for both myself and my son and my wife, all three of us.
And your whole family, right?
Yeah, the entire family. That right there is a great idea for people looking to do gifts for Toys for Happiness. Now, the other side also has the chance to bring in some clumps and gear, but you know that the children, young all the way up to teenagers, would love some of that gear for Toys for Happiness.
Yes. Yep.
So you are so much a Carolina fan, but you love Toys for Happiness that if someone dropped some Clemson gear in that box, you're fine with it.
We'd be fine with that. Yes.
You're a good guy, Alton.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Pharmacy has a box at it's a drop-off location.
Well, I would imagine, too, between Good Pharmacy and even the law firm, you're seeing families come in, some that probably are having some tough times right now. What are those conversations you're seeing happening, or how is Toys for Happiness going to help change their lives?
Well, I think it just, again, creates, one, from the parents, a sense of community, that everybody's in it together. And, you know, obviously you see, you know that there will be joy in the kids' eyes and things on Christmas Day.
Aww, I think that's what every parent loves to see.
Yeah.
Ashley brought up a great point yesterday. As much as we love this program for the kids, right? We're giving kids a toy. We're giving them hope. We're giving them a future. It's also lessening the burden on these families that have to decide about a water bill, gas bill, grocery bill, or toys.
Toys, yeah.
I mean, you're only a kid once.
Right.
I mean, gosh.
Yeah. Hopefully it helps parents from having to make some very difficult choices.
And we've seen before people who have been helped by either this program or similar programs wherever they have lived, usually when they're at a point in life, maybe a business leader, a community member, they give back to this program because it helped them at a time they needed the most.
That's a great point. You know, I think the good thing about this program is that you know what's going in this community. Mm-hmm. And not that there's anything wrong with other programs that go away or, you know, out of this area. At least this one you know is going right here.
Yeah, the families are vetted. They're interviewed. They're cross-checked. And so they go through a process, but Alton is right. All the toys you donate stay right here in the York County area.
And what's so surprising is if you could have a glimpse through the window of the families receiving the toys, you never know who's going through hard times. These could be your coworkers. It could be your children's best friends at school. You just never know who's going through it. And that's the joy of it, that it's a dignified experience that Toys for Happiness makes for the families and kids.
We love that. We're speaking with Alton Hyatt about being involved with our 38th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. Alton, so there's a donation box at Good Pharmacy.
Yes.
Okay, now what's the latest headlines there at Good Pharmacy? What are you all up to?
What goods do you have?
Yeah, what shots are available? Yeah.
That's probably the big push right now is getting the flu shots. We're giving a lot of flu shots, still giving some COVID vaccines. And I think in general, vaccines across the board are picking up. The RSV vaccine is up. People are getting that also.
Have they combined the COVID and flu shot together, or if you get them, you get the flu shot, and then you turn around, the same arm, you get the COVID shot?
Correct.
That's how it goes.
They're not combined yet.
Well, you're going to be walking around two dead arms.
Exactly.
I think I'd space it out.
Yeah. That's what I did. I spaced it out.
Is the hope to have them both together in one shot?
I think that would be the direction we would head eventually, but that is not where we're at yet.
Well, please get your flu shot. I know at my daughter's school in her grade, the amount of kids that are out sick with like really high temperatures too.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if it's the flu or not, but get that flu
shot.
There's
a lot of flu going around.
And I know people say, I don't get the flu shot because every time I get the flu shot, I get the flu. But doctors will tell you it's a dead virus, right, that they're putting into your body. But they're also making their best guesstimates based on the strands that are going on around the world. And it takes about, 2 weeks for it to fully
And it also lessens the severity of the case.
That's a good point. Like COVID, the messaging was a little off there. It doesn't prevent you from getting it. It just means if you get it, hopefully the symptoms will be very mild instead of like severe.
Way less with those high fevers, a little bit lower.
Right.
Alton, I'm kicking myself in the foot here because I meant to get my flu shot a while ago and I haven't. My poor mother's probably listening, yelling at me. Is it too late for folks like me? We're not out of the season.
No.
The doctor has spoken.
I know. Okay. You'll see me right after.
Leave today and go over there. Do folks need to schedule an appointment, Alton? Or are they a good pharmacy for their flu shot? Okay.
COVID, we are scheduling because of now it's not a free vaccine. Mm-hmm. And so we have to order the product. And so we have to know how much we got to have in stock.
Perfect. I also know, again, you're involved with the York County Gamecock Club. We were just speaking before we went on air. Not the football season we wanted to have this year, but it seemed like this wasn't such a huge loss. I mean, I know we're not going to a bowl game, but Carolina fans, we still have that hope.
That's right.
Optimistic.
Yes.
But that's the story of our lives, right?
Yeah, that is. Now, Alton, if people want to get involved with York County Gamecocks Club, what all do they need to do? Be a Gamecock fan?
To be anybody that lives in York County that's in the Gamecock Club is automatically a member of the York County Gamecock Club.
Gotcha.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then they can contact me and we'll set them up to things that we're hopefully be doing in the spring. This is technically our year to host Beamer, Coach Beamer.
Oh.
But we have not heard anything official on that yet. So he's the one that kind of dictates where he's going.
Yeah, he came, 2 years ago? Because we rotate with the Charlotte Gamecock Club, right?
That's the way it has always been in the past.
He was great. He was very generous with his time, and he was newly hired. It was a great, great time for sure.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, Alton Hyatt, boy, we certainly appreciate you and your leadership here in our community. Good pharmacy, Alton Hyatt Law Firm, and then the president of the York County Gamecock Club. But more importantly, he's involved in our Toys for Happiness campaign now in our 38th year.